The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to offer you just some brief words about the practice, maybe support you today, that it's all too easy to be aware, to be mindful through the medium of our thinking. And so rather than being mindful, people are more thoughtful. And they confuse sometimes being thoughtful with being mindful. And it's easy because the word mindful is so close to, you know, the thinking mind. And I really would love if we had, instead of translated the Pali word sati as mindfulness, we had translated it as bodyfulness. There's a whole different form of awareness that's embodied. Just, you know, if you touch your knees, you sense and feel the knees, that's a kind of awareness. If you feel the temperature, that's an awareness. You feel the clothes against your skin, that's you're sensing. And there's a lot of sensing, a lot of signals that come from the body that form a very different form of awareness, way of attending, way of being, know what's going on. And if you can drop into your body and let the body awareness, embodied awareness, the awareness that flows out of your body, it can be easier to use your body, the weight of it, the solidity of it, maybe the uprightness of it, as a grounding, as a place of strength, as a place of really being established in the present moment, so that the thinking mind doesn't wander off so much, because your whole body is supporting you to be here. The thinking mind can be anywhere in the universe at any time in history. It can be there and then, mostly. But your body is always here and now. And so the idea is, what's really wonderful is to harmonize, bring them together, so the mind and the body are in the same place at the same time. And so the body really helps that, because that reminds the whole system. So when you walk, do walking meditation, see if you can kind of do it with embodiment, with really being there in your body and feel, let the kind of the awareness through of sensations of the body be the grounding place. And when you sit in meditation, the posture you take when you meditate is actually important. And it's too easy to slump in meditation. And then the body kind of goes offline. And then we're off and, you know, it might be nice to be relaxed. But at some point, we want to do more than just relax in meditation. We want to wake up. And so we get supported by the body. So to sit in a posture, in a chair even, that's a little bit more intentional. The intentional posture kind of begins gathering the attention into the body and makes it easier to be embodied. So, I hope those ideas are useful today, and